This is Dr. Lee dictating a readmission history and physical. Patient name Lee, L-E-E, Sheena, S-H-E-E-N-A, date of birth 6/15/1970. Place, Future Care Charles Village. It's a readmission history and physical and comprehensive evaluation. Date of service 8/5/2023. History of present illness. This is 53-year-old female. She was at the rehab unit, and while at the rehab, patient was noted to have seizure-like activity. Patient was sent by 911 ambulance to the hospital. Patient was hospitalized Union Memorial. Patient was managed. Patient has a known CVA in July 2023. Also, left lower extremity DVT has been an anticoagulation, right below knee amputation, peripheral vascular disease, COPD, and home oxygen, obstructive sleep apnea. Because of stroke, she has expressive aphasia. Because of seizure-like activity, patient was transferred to the hospital, evaluated by neurology over there. For suspicious of seizure, EEG showed no epileptic focus. MRI brain, no significant changes. Neurology recommended no need to get repeat MRI with the contrast. There is a suspicion but no documented seizure reported. The patient has baseline as reported by them. As per neurology, there was a low suspicion for seizure. And they did not recommend any anti-epileptic medication. After stabilization, patient was sent back. Patient has a known CVA, hypercoagulable state, has been on Lovinox and Coumadin because of subtherapeutic PTI and NAR being managed. Dysphagia has a peg placement. Patient was also known to have respiratory distress in the hospital because of possible respiration, but after suctioning started to improve. Patient was stabilized and subsequently sent back to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient lying on the bed, no seizure, no shortness of breath, no cough, no congestion, no fever. Past medical history. Obstructive sleep apnea, COPD, peripheral vascular disease, surplus right BKA, left lower extremity DVT, maintenance anticoagulation, history of CVA, expressive aphasia, dysphagia, status post, G2 placement, history of DVT and also PE. Peripheral vascular disease, right BKA. Chronic pain disorder. Medication upon discharge from the hospital. Amlodipine 10 mg daily, Lipitor 80 mg at night. Buprenorphine 2 mg/0.5 1 tablet daily. Lovinox 90 mg subcutaneous Q12 hour. Astilapram 20 mg daily. Lisinopril 40 mg daily, melatonin 3 mg PRN at night, multivitamin supplement daily, Nystatin topical powder twice a day, for rash, Miralax 17 gram daily, propranolol 10 mg TID, scopolamine patch, Senacard 17.6 mg BID, thiamine 100 mg daily, warfarin 6 mg at night, all these medications via G-tube. Reviewer system, patient lying on the bed, no headache, no nausea, no vomiting, patient has a poor story and not answering any question, but no respiratory distress, no vomiting, no fever, no other symptom reported. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is non-verbal, lying on the bed, no acute distress, blood pressure 139/80, pulse 70, temperature 97.9 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse. 70 pulse oxes 98%. Body weight 222.6 pounds. Headed mechanomuchelic isonectaric, no ENA discharge. Throat, no exudate, neck supple, no JVD chest, no tender lungs. No wheezing. No rail, heart SMS to regular, abdomen is soft, not turned balls on past extremities, right BK stem, STUMP, left leg, trace edema, but there's no calf tenderness. Neuro, left side, weakness. Assessment, patient is readmitted. Seizure-like activity. Next line, CVA with the left side weakness. Next line, dysarthria. Next line, expressive aphasia. Next line, dysphagia, status quo specialist. Next line, obesity, OBESITY. Next line, hypertension. Next line. Allergies not known. Next line. Ambulatory dysfunction. Next line. Cognitive impairment. Next line, DVT, left lower extremity. Next line, chronic pain disorder, on buprenorphine. Next line, history of syphilis, treated in the past.
Yeah,
L-biz, and
I don't believe
the world
like that.
Next one, history of ovarian cyst.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry, he already called the hospital. Okay, so we'll figure it out. Okay? Left side,
exactly.
No, I know.
Patient also the history of COPD. History of right ulnar neuropathy. And the history of bilateral striatocapsular stroke. Initially, she presented left-sided striatocapsular stroke, but repeat MRI on July 7th, because she has a left-sided weakness, notable for a new right-sided striatocapsular infarct while she was on aspirin plus Plavix. They determined the etiology was cryptogenic. Extensive work, stroke workup was done at John Hopkins Hospital. Plan of care at this point will continue all her current medication. She had a history of COPD, will restart her trilogy and give her albuterol PRN. Continue anticoagulation, continue DNAP treatment every 6 hours. Patient is on Lovinox and Warfarin. TTNR will be monitored. Once the INR is therapeutic, will discontinue Lovinox. G2 feeding after, as per nutrition and dietitian follow-up recommendations, will be continued. CBC, CMP will be monitored. Keep and discuss with the nursing staff. This is the end of education. Thank you.